This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, hour number 3. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, we are joined again by one of the most, well, the most read writer in the gun culture, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
So, we got constitutional carry has been,
Surging.
So let's talk about Tennessee. Let's kick off with Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
So in Tennessee, they both have a House bill and a Senate bill pushing for this. What are you seeing as far as support for that?
Well, that's it. Both the majority leader in the House and the majority leader in the Senate both are pushing for essentially the same version of the bill. The House bill, the Senate bill that are referenced in the article are essentially the same bill. They're just versions that are specific to the House and the Senate. But not only is the majority leader in the House and the majority leader in the Senate pushing for the bill, but Governor Bill Lee is also pushing for the bill. In fact, he introduced this bill into the legislature. And last year, in 2020, it looked like constitutional carry was going to pass at that time. But the whole COVID scare and pandemic came up, and the legislature adjourned, and they didn't pass the bill. This year, in 2021, it looks very likely to pass, because when you have the three powerhouses involved, the Senate, the House, and the governor all saying they support it, it's hard to see how it doesn't pass.
So do the Republicans hold majorities in the Senate and the House?
Oh, huge, huge majorities, like 3-1 majorities.
So now is it just a formality to go through all the process? Is that what you're thinking?
No, not exactly. The devil in legislators,
gotcha.
Legislatures and legislation is always in the detail. And there are people who want to amend these bills. So, of course, there's opposition, and they'd love to somehow manage to drag out the process so that nothing gets passed. And they were probably ecstatic about the COVID excuse not to pass anything last year. Besides that, there are people who have objections to the particular bill one way or another. Some people, of course, want to water it down. Some people want to make it better. It is not, in my opinion, the most clear bill that could be presented for constitutional carry. And so there are little specifics that are uncertain in it. So we could have amendments. We could have improvements. We could have people putting in poison pills. There might be a committee chairman who really doesn't want it to pass, or feels that he owes his buddies in maybe the state police or something a reason to prevent the bill from passing. All of those things are possible. As I've watched legislatures deal with these issues for many years now, it is amazing how much power a particular individual who has seniority in a particular committee can exert in passing or not passing a bill that has widespread support, large majorities in both houses. I've seen it happen again and again. So you cannot guarantee that this bill will pass this year, but it looks really good. What we don't know is how the particular details of the bill will work out. For example, the way this bill works is it says that if a person would meet the requirements of having an advanced concealed carry permit in Tennessee, they don't have to have the permit with them, except for those areas where they would have to have it given if they only had the advanced concealed carry permit and not the regular concealed carry permit. I mean, and so you look at those, and in the write-up on the bill, it basically says that there's hardly any of them. It's when educational, when a school essentially is having an affair in a park and it's an athletic affair, and then you'd be able to be there if you had an advanced permit, but not if you didn't have a regular permit. And then there's some other questions too. So I'm hoping those details will be worked out with amendments in committees and we'll get something that's clear and not muddy. But even a muddy constitutional carry would be better than no constitutional carry, in my opinion.
Well, it would definitely be a step in the right direction. I mean, plus there is that whole idea that they could further further that later
well,
on down
you,
the road.
As you restore the as you restore the statutes closer to the ideal of constitutional carry that existed when the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791, and nothing bad happens, it becomes clear that you don't, all of these fantasies that were put forward by, for various purposes, by numerous people who wanted to restrict other people's rights, most of the early purposes for putting in the bills were to prevent minorities from carrying guns. And then later on, it was to prevent, minorities as well in terms of immigrants from Eastern Europe, or to enhance the power of corrupt political structures like Tammany Hall in New York City, where the Sullivan Act was passed at the state legislature by Big Tim Sullivan, who was one of the big principal organized crime figures of the day, got himself elected to the state legislature and said, let's pass this bill. And of course, he claimed it was for safety, but really it was for the safety of his enforcers in his mob in Tammany Hall in New York City. They didn't like having the people that they were predating upon being armed. So there are numerous reasons why various legislatures have passed these bills in the past. They always put forward what I would call were disingenuous reasons for passing them. And what we're finding is when they're done away with and liberty is restored, there are no negative consequences.
Anyway, I'm glad that's going that way. That seems to be quite trendy. Right now, that seems to be happening a lot. We're about to come to the first break, so let me get you to hold on right there, because we're going to explore this a little bit more in the next break or the next segment. Simply because, you've been writing about it a lot, and it's in the news. So, and of course, you can find all of this at ammoland.com. This is where Dean writes and where most of his stuff, all of his stuff right now goes. Well over 1,700 articles there. Got to be nearing 1,800 articles. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
at Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, who has been covering quite a bit about the constitutional carry that's happening in the United States right now. And, well, you've got an article out there stating almost half of the United States has constitutional carry. 17 states, right?
Correct.
Or is that 18 states?
It's actually 18 states. 17 states restored constitutional carry. I can't accurately say that Vermont restored constitutional carry because it's always had it.
Right.
So you had Vermont, always had it, and the 17 more states have joined Vermont with effective constitutional carry. And if you add up all of the area, I'm talking about square miles,
right,
of those states, it comes to 46.8% of the total land area of the United States. So if you're in the United States, just randomly pick a space, a geographical point in the United States, you've got a 46.8% chance that you'll be in an area covered by constitutional carry, which is a pretty significant amount. And you started to talk about the other states. Tennessee looks like an excellent candidate to pass constitutional carry this year. I think it will. I would put money on it that it will. I think it's better than a 50% chance. But we also have Indiana and Iowa that look like they have serious efforts to pass constitutional carry this year. The difference between Indiana and Iowa and Tennessee is that in Tennessee, the governor is clearly on board and on the record as supporting constitutional carry, and that's not so clear in both Iowa and Indiana. But the efforts there seem serious. One of the things, for example, in Iowa, this year they finally passed the process to put a constitutional amendment protecting the right to keep and bear arms on their referendum for the next election. And it's a very complicated process to go through in Iowa to amend the state constitution. First, you have to pass the amendment through the legislature. Doesn't go to the governor, just the legislature. Then you have to have an election. Then you have to have the next legislature pass the same constitutional amendment resolution. Then it goes to a referendum. If the people approve of it by 50% plus one, it becomes the constitutional amendment. It's a similar process that, you know, a couple of other states, including Wisconsin. And it's a long and difficult process. And in Iowa, it was complicated by the fact that after it passed the second legislature in, I think it was 2019, the Secretary of State failed to publish it as was required by law. And so they lost that legislative approval, and they had to start over again and get another legislative approval, but it will be on the ballot for 2022. But what this shows, and it passed with large margins, is that the Iowa legislature this year has large majorities supporting essentially constitutional carry because their constitutional amendment is very specific and very strong and essentially says you have a right to keep and bear arms. And the authorities in the state of Iowa are not supposed to mess with it. So because they passed that, I think it's a strong case they'll pass the constitutional carry bill, which is only putting into policy what they already approved of as a constitutional amendment. And in Indiana, the constitutional carry bill there already passed the House with strong margins, I mean over two-thirds. But it's been hanging up on being presented to the Senate, and it's just a little harder for me to read what is going on in the Senate in Indiana. So I can't say for sure what the percentage is or even make a very informed guess as to what the percentage is. But there's been a strong movement in Indiana to pass constitutional carry, and they've become a very pro-Second Amendment state. So I think it has a good chance. And there are actually a number of other states that also have some, you know, process going on attempting to pass constitutional carry. And probably the most prominent two are Louisiana and Alabama. But both of them, it's uncertain because, one, in Louisiana they have a Democrat governor, but he's term limited out, and he's claimed with some evidence that he's the most pro, that he bows in his support of the Second Amendment to no one. And he has signed pro-Second Amendment legislation. So I think it's Bel Edwards is his name. Hopefully I'm not getting it wrong. And he might sign a bill if it passes the legislature in Louisiana, and it may pass. I mean, it has some pretty good support, but just uncertain. And then, you know, in Alabama, there's a strong effort for constitutional carry, but the way that the politics are set up in Alabama and the reason they're getting opposition is the sheriffs in Alabama control the concealed carry permits. They issue them. It's a shall issue state. They have to issue. But what happens is all of the money that's put in to fund carry permits in Alabama, they charge fees, and it's not a huge amount. It's, you know, $10 to $50, something like that. It depends on the county. And all of those fees go into the direct control of the sheriff, who has pretty free rein of what he does with that money. And that money is not controlled by the principal funder of the sheriff's department, which would be the county board. So the sheriffs are very reluctant to give up this source of money that doesn't have any strings on it, essentially, that they can use for whatever they want.
And let me get you hold up. Hold up right there. We're coming up on the break, and we'll continue on with this when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten. More people read his stuff in the United States, it has to do, or I guess in the world, it has to do with the gun culture, than anybody else. And you can find it at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden confirms he'll sign the coronavirus relief bill on Friday. He tweeted, "Help is here," moments after the House passed the nearly $2 trillion plan. The majority of Americans will be receiving a check for $1,400, to which Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reminds us.
You're really happy about getting a $1,400 check. You know, again, imagine that, right? Giving free money to people is popular. I get that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's costing you $5,700, give or take. And if you're not paying for it, your kids are. Look, if this is really as popular as the Democrats say it is, we're in a lot of trouble as a country. It means that we have fully given in to this notion that we should be bribed by our government for false promises.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Merrick Garland confirmed today as the next Attorney General. USA Radio News. Texas's mask mandate ends on Wednesday, and businesses are allowed to operate at 100% capacity. Governor Greg Abbott's executive order prohibits local governments from enforcing their own mask requirements. However, masks can still be required at private businesses and federal property. Some Jewish conservatives plan to celebrate the end of the COVID restriction with a mask-burning party. An online advertisement for the outdoor event says people who can attend can burn their masks in a communal bonfire. Alaska taking a big step regarding eligibility for COVID-19 vaccinations.
Alaska has become the first state to offer COVID vaccinations to all eligible residents. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Tuesday that effective immediately, any individual living or working in the state over the age of 16 can get the shot. According to the CDC, Alaska has administered more shots per 100,000 people than any other state in the union. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. So we're talking to Dean Weingarten. He's been writing a series of articles here of late regarding concealed carry, or not concealed carry, constitutional carry. And you ask a very interesting question in one of them. Does constitutional carry imply reciprocity with other states' permits?
Yes, that actually came up on an internet forum where I engage in discussion from time to time. And the person who asked the question appended it with a statement that this may be a stupid question, but it really isn't, because it turns out it's much more complicated than you'd think. You'd think if a state passes constitutional carry, well, automatically all the other states' permits are going to be recognized or it's going to be not a problem there. But it isn't that simple. There are a couple of states, a little less than a year ago, there were three states that restricted their constitutional carry law to residents. And it turns out that Idaho had that restriction on, but a little less than a year ago, they removed that restriction. So now there's only two states that restrict it to residents, and that's North Dakota and Wyoming. So theoretically, if you're in North Dakota or Wyoming and you're from out of state, you can't carry concealed or openly unless you have a permit. And then it's complicated by where you can do it. You might be able to do it in large parts of the state, but not in certain areas. And I think it is my opinion, let's put it that way, that those laws restricting constitutional carry to residents are invalid. They're unconstitutional under the 14th Amendment, which requires that that the law be applied equally, whether you're a resident of a state or not. And there have been a number of court cases about other issues that uphold that theory, but not on constitutional carry specifically. So that's one reason why you have to be concerned what states recognize what permits, even in constitutional carry states. And then the other thing is that constitutional carry is a good approximation of the law that existed in 1791 when the Second Amendment was ratified, but it's not a perfect representation of that process. Generally, there are limitations placed upon it that most people would find reasonable or of little problem. For example, you might be required to be 18 years old or 21, depending on the state, in order to carry without a permit. You might, for example, in Arizona, if you have a permit, you can carry in a bar. If you don't have a permit, you can't. Not legally, anyway. In states that aren't constitutional carry, I mean, for Michigan, for example, if you have a permit, you can carry openly in a school, but you can't carry concealed in a school. So these little permutations and exceptions and cutouts all have an effect on whether or not if your permit is accepted in a state or not. And in the article, I talk about the various states and whether they accept all permits or not. And most of the constitutional carry states, and there are 18, recognize permits from all states. But there are a number of exceptions. I think Maine recognizes just a section, I think about 27 states. And Montana has, I think, 5 states they don't recognize. New Hampshire recognizes 28. And Wyoming, there are 13 states that doesn't honor the permit from. So all those details are in the article. And I have to say that the laws are, in 50 states, the laws are constantly changing in little details here and there, mostly as we move toward constitutional carry, where everybody has the right to carry a weapon concealed or openly in most public spaces. And that's by far the general trend. I'm trying to think of a case where a state government has actually changed the law back toward more restrictive carry than moving toward constitutional carry. And there are. The only exception I can think of right now, I think, in Virginia, there was the attorney general there restricted, essentially did away with reciprocity that existed, but I think it was restored in the next legislative session. But it's very rare for a legislature to move backwards, to move toward more restrictions on carry than to move ahead with it. Now, you have places like California where they have very little freedom to carry firearms at all, and they have made things more restrictive in other ways, things like having a list. Only these handguns on this list are allowed to be purchased from a dealer in California, and that list, every handgun on the list has to be recertified every 5 years. I think 5 years is the one that I might be off on that. So the manufacturer has to send free samples of those handguns which even if the handgun is just a different color, they have to send a different sample of that gun, and they have to send enough to be tested, and they don't get reimbursed for this. So constantly the number of handguns on the list is dwindling. And this last year they even passed an amendment to law saying for every gun that's added to the list, they have to take something like two or three off of it. So I think that whole law is blatantly unconstitutional, but it hasn't gotten to a body that rules it to be unconstitutional yet. So that's where we are. Constitutional carry has become mainstream. There's 18 states now that have constitutional carry. We may reach 20 or 21 states by the end of 2021. And if we reach 21, we'll have the same number of states have constitutional carry as our shall issue, and only 8 states will be may or discretionary issue, where right. some authority just decides subjectively whether they want to allow you to have a permit or not. And two of the worst of those are Hawaii and New Jersey, which allow almost no permits. I think the last I heard, Hawaii had none.
Yeah, Hawaii has none. New Jersey actually issues about 400 a year is what I've read. But hang on for me. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. You can find everything we've talked about at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis Holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And somehow, despite all the stuff I hear about shortages and out of stocks, February turned out to be the second highest gun sales on record. Is that for February or ever?
It's for February.
Okay.
And it's very high in the overall totals. But it isn't quite as high as it was in 2021. Wait a minute, I'm wrong on that. It's not quite as high as it was in 2016, and it is higher than it was in 2021. So it's very high. I mean, 1.4 million sales of guns in February. But what I'm talking to people who look at various gun stores and online establishments and such, and what they seem to be seeing is that the shortages of guns, while they're still intense and there, are not quite as intense as they were, say, a month ago. And so I'm thinking we're seeing sort of a leveling off. Maybe it's because nobody can find ammunition to buy. I heard an interesting story this morning, which was that, and I forget which distributor it was, they were offering 7.62 steel case, 7.62 by 39 East Block ammunition, which was refurbished. And that is, it had steel core bullets in it, which because of the stupid armor-piercing bullet law in the United States, which now applies to 7.62 by 39 ammo because some pistols can fire it, cannot be imported into the United States. But they had a lot of the surplus steel core ammunition. So they pulled the bullets out of the steel core ammunition and put in lead core bullets, and then they could sell them to the United States, and they were selling them at 40 cents a piece, which is very high for that type of ammunition. So it shows that there's this intense demand for ammunition in the United States, And it's just possible that people aren't buying as many guns because they can't get ammunition.
Yeah.
Or they're more willing to buy ammunition, spend the money they have on ammunition, rather than on guns. And we have a tremendous number of guns in the United States by my calculations, which are based on extending what previous researchers have done. There's about 468 million guns in private hands in the United States as of the end of February. That's a lot of guns, considering we have about 330 million people. And so, you know, there's a lot of guns out there, but we don't have nearly as much ammunition. We only import and produce about 9 billion rounds of ammunition a year. That sounds like a lot, but it's only about 100 rounds per, or not even 100 rounds. Let's say 450 million guns, that'd be 2 rounds per billion. It's like 20 rounds per gun. That's not that many.
Nope.
So even if we have 2 or 3 years' worth of ammunition on hand, it's not a huge amount. So it explains why people are so urgently purchasing ammunition. And the other thing we see is that it seems obvious to me, you may disagree, others may disagree, that the reason that people are purchasing so many arms and ammunition is because they see this huge divide in the United States in the electorate and in the powers that be. The people who want to follow the Constitution, who believe that we should be following the Constitution, are, you know, about half the country. And about half the country doesn't believe what they read and hear and see in the old media. And then you have the other half of the country that either don't get much information or they believe what they see in the old media. And I would say that it's really a much smaller number that are true believers that mostly occupy the upper levels of the ruling class, the media, and now I would include the tech oligarchs. And so we have this big divide, and it's not easily overcome. When you have people believe that the people should do what the rulers say, they should be controlled by the rulers, and they shouldn't have constitutional rights, there shouldn't be any limit on government power. And I would say that applies pretty much to the Democrats and the left and the woke and the tech oligarchs generally, versus people who would say, I would say, belong to the Trump version of the Republican Party, which is that the Constitution should mean something. The country should work in favor of the citizenry, and the government should be limited in power. Well, you know, that how do you bridge that? Hard to do. And hopefully we can resolve it without bloodshed.
Yes, well, see, this is the thing, when we get to that point of the discussion, this is the thing where I think that the leftists vastly overestimate what they are and grotesquely underestimate what we are. Because
I think you are correct.
Yeah.
I think they have been so protected, so pampered, so coddled, so insulated from reality for so long that they just simply believe whatever they do will work. And it isn't necessarily so.
Yeah, I mean, they've got their own little gun clubs and they've got their own little militia, the John Brown Gun Club. And, I've seen them in action. I've seen them in action. And the thing is that, and I'll say this out loud, okay? I'm not ashamed to say this. On January the 6th, even though I believe that was a false flag operation set about, and because they were, you've explained it, they were already there at the Capitol while Trump was winding up his speech. So he said nothing that incited anything. So that's out of that. This was something that was pre-planned. They always intended to make it look like it was something that it wasn't. And despite all of that, I sort of have some doubts as to how many Democrats were actually in the loop on this was going to happen. And I think if they are actually truthfully fearful, then I think that's a good idea. I think that's a good thing to have happen. Now, I don't actually believe they're that fearful, because as far as I know, the National Guardsmen at the Capitol that are still there are still have no ammunition.
Well, they could be given ammunition pretty quickly.
Well, I'm sure they could, but I mean,
some of them actually are afraid, and I think there is a deeper fear there. When they saw, there's an old joke that goes around D.C., and if you've been around there, you've heard it. If the people knew what went on with D.C., in D.C., they'd be marching on the Capitol with pitchforks and torches.
Yep.
And I think the politicians looked at what happened on January 6th and said, thank God they didn't have pitchforks and torches. Because if they're honest, and some of them are, about what they do and what they've done, they'll look at that and they say, oh my God, they were coming for me because of all the evil stuff I've done. And, so, you know, we have that, the ruling classes, I have begun to call them. You know, the elite, whatever you want. I don't think they're all that elite. They have ruled against the will of the people and against the interests of the country for decades.
Well, that's because they have. We're running out of time. Hopefully things go right on Sunday, so I hope you're with me then. Friday.
Yeah,
sorry.
Friday. As I was thinking, Sunday. Oh, another show.
Another show. All right. We'll do that, too. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.